and welcome to The Kids Are All Right, a weekly podcast specially for kids that's all about health, happiness and wellness. I'm Michelle and here with me are my co-pilots on this podcast, Buster and Buddy.
Hey guys, Buster here.
Oh yeah, fan favourite Buddy coming at you.
And we're on a mission to help you all feel great and live happy.
Here we go.
Hey, the kids are all right.
So guys, this is the week that we kick off a very special segment on this podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's finally time. It's going to be brilliant.
I know, Buster. It is exciting because this is where we dedicate a whole show to celebrate super kids doing super things. So take a listen to this.
In a world where we need more superheroes, we found you, the Super Kids.
Cool. That sounds really dramatic.
Well, actually it is, Buddy, because what we will do is find out more about the kids that are nominated, what they are doing that is so brilliant, and basically why they are a super kid. And then we plan a really cool surprise for them that we know they will love.
Oh, it's just so brilliant. And they have no idea. It's genius. Oh, I can't wait.
Neither can I. So, who is our first super kid of the series, Michelle?
Well, it's 12-year-old Robert Mokler from City West in Dublin, who has lived with DLD, or developmental language disorder, all his young life.
Michelle, what is developmental language disorder?
Well, it's a disorder which causes problems with speaking and understanding language. So a kid with DLD will find it difficult to talk and explain themselves, maybe tell a story to a friend in the right order, or maybe even find it tricky to tell a parent what has happened in school that day.
That must be really annoying when people don't understand you.
Yes, it is. And as well as difficulties expressing themselves, they also find it difficult to understand what people are saying. So it's not just the words they are saying, but also the meaning behind the words. So they spend the days trying to work out not just what people are saying, but what they really mean.
Oh, wow. That must be so exhausting. Do many kids have this?
Well, it's called a hidden disorder, as it can be difficult to know which kids have it, especially as teachers and parents haven't really been told how to spot it, you know, what signs they should look out for in a kid.
Oh, wow.
And then also because kids who have DLD tend to be really good at just getting by and covering it up. But the reality is that about one in every 14 kids have some form of DLD.
What? That's like two kids in every classroom. Whoa. That's a lot of kids in a lot of classrooms.
It is indeed. So what is so amazing about Robert is that this year he decided to step up and speak out about living with the condition in an effort to firstly help other parents and kids to realise if they have it. And then also Robert wanted to teach kids what they can do to help other kids that suffer with the condition.
Wow, that is so brave. Because like, that's the very hardest thing for him to do. Stand up in public and talk, and yet he's still doing it. Whoa, so he can help other kids. What a guy!
Yeah, he is a super kid for sure. So we are going to speak with him on the show, and he thinks that we're just speaking with him as part of the work he is doing, spreading information and awareness about DLD. He doesn't realise that we actually want to tell him how brilliant he is and that we have a cool surprise waiting for him in his house.
Oh, this is going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
I know, guys, it's so exciting. But there's something we need to do first. So part of the work that Robert has been doing for DLD has been working on a research project with the University of Limerick. And he's helping the researchers develop a checklist for teachers to use in the classrooms that will help them work out if any kids in their class have DLD. And this checklist will help them be involved in the class activities the same as all the other kids, basically so that their DLD doesn't become a problem for them in school. It's amazing. So we spoke to Aoife Gallagher, who's the head researcher on this project, who works with Robert, to find out a little more.
The kids are all right!
Hi, my name is Aoife Gallagher. So a developmental language disorder is when a child or young person hasn't developed words and sentences in the way that we would expect. So some will have difficulties learning new words and remembering words. Others might have difficulty making sentences or understanding long sentences. And some might have difficulty telling and understanding stories. So when I have spoken to children who have developmental language disorders, they have told me how difficult the classroom can be to understand the lessons and to be able to participate fully. And the project that I'm involved in with Robert is the first step really in deciding whether this checklist could be used. Robert is part of an expert panel. That means that Robert and some other young people who have speech and language difficulties are advising the researchers on how to make the checklist better and the research better.
The kids are all right!
Whoa! What a guy!
Yeah, it's amazing. But it really is very important work he's doing that will help so many kids, not just here in Ireland, but all around the world. Okay, I think we should talk with him.
Oh, yeah!
So are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
Ready? The kids are all right.
So we are delighted to have 12-year-old Robert Mochler from City West on the show with us today. He's going to tell us all about DLD, which he's lived with since he was little. Robert, you're very welcome today. Thanks a million for joining us. Do you want to say hi to Buster and Buddy before we get started?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, hey, what are you doing? How's it going, Robert?
Hey, guys.
So Robert, tell us what DLD is.
Well, DLD is a developmental language disorder, so it can mess up your language, like your English, and your emotions as well sometimes.
And do you remember the first time finding out you had it and going, that's what it is?
Well, we figured out I had DLD in 2016, and then they found out a bit earlier. I was 6 when they found out that there was something wrong with me. And we weren't sure what it was at the start. And then it took us a couple of years to figure it out that it was actually DLD.
Okay. And you've learned so much this year about it as well.
Yeah, because we've looked into it more than we did in the last couple of years. We looked into it a lot more this year. But now I understand it more.
And what did you discover this year that you thought was most interesting, that you didn't know before?
Probably my emotions. We only really knew about my English. That's why we really went into therapy, you know, because of my English. We didn't really know about my emotions really about until this year, mainly. Mm-hmm. Especially over lockdown, because like my emotions got weirder over lockdown.
Do you know what, Robert? I think all of our emotions got weirder over lockdown. You're not the only one, I can tell you.
Yeah, me too.
So can you explain to everybody listening and the kids listening as well? So we're chatting here and it's great. So I can't tell that there's anything at all. So for you, what is more difficult for you?
So some people say things like that doesn't make sense to me, like jokes or something. Like the penny drops. Or the school run as well. My dad said that. He said I have to go for a school run. And I thought he was actually running to school, not like... Like, I thought he was actually running.
And you're like, Dad, you don't run.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
Whoa, Robert, that must be exhausting in school. Having to concentrate so hard to understand what your teacher's saying. Oh, never mind all the chats going on between your mates. That must be so difficult.
Yeah, it is.
And Robert, what other ways can it be difficult in school?
Well, just like focus and all, like trying to work. Like, because you're thinking of one thing and then you're working on the other thing and you just don't know what to do. So it's like, it's harder for you to focus.
And is it very tiring on your head?
Yes. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. I sometimes get migraines when I work too hard sometimes.
You get migraines?
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, I've never had a migraine. I don't think I have. What is that?
Migraine is just like getting a headache, like a really sore headache, and then sometimes you might get sick. It's 50-50, like it might not happen, it might not.
That's really tough.
And is it hard when you're trying to explain that to the other kids in your class?
Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
But now they understand a little bit better. Does that make it easier? So, because I heard that you stood up in front of your class and you did a really brilliant presentation to explain to your classmates and some of the other teachers what DLD is. Tell me about that.
So I just talked about what DLD was and how you can help. And they asked so many questions. I don't even remember how many questions they asked. There was just so many they asked. But they were so curious about it. And I just couldn't answer them all.
And because you're helping to raise more awareness with the kids, is there anything in particular you'd recommend they can do to understand more about DLD?
Well, they can ask you, like, are you sure you know what I'm saying? And, like, do you know what we're talking about? And do you get it?
Right.
And like, just give them a minute and just like, make sure they know what you're saying.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's brilliant. When you had that done, that presentation, did you feel there was quite a difference in the way your friends talked with you afterwards?
Yeah, it did. It did a good bit, yeah. Like, they've been, like, trying to give me a minute. Like, they haven't been talking for a minute. They just give me a minute to talk and, like, to say what I need to say.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And you are a co-researcher. That's a big title, I tell you, Robert. You are a co-researcher on this project with the University of Limerick.
Whoa.
And yeah, a 12-year-old co-researcher. I'm so impressed. You're the co-researcher and you are training and teaching the teachers and basically building a checklist of things that they can have in front of them so that they can spot the signs if they have a child or children in their class that have DLD. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a good while now, and I do it with Aoife Gallagher and Rachel Murphy and another kid. And then we do some Zoom meetings and we imagine what our dream classroom would look like. And we do like other ideas, like what could help kids that have DLD relax and just make sure that they're not under pressure or anything and they're in a big space enough.
Oh, that's so cool. So basically, you get to teach the teacher. I'd love to teach my teacher.
So tell me this, what does this classroom look like that you imagine you and this other child that would be the best classroom ever for a child with DLD? What's that classroom look like?
It's like, well, it could be like bigger tables so you can have more friends to talk to when you need it. So it won't be like that pressuring to do it all alone. Because if you need to do like a classwork project together, like you're not alone doing it. Like you have like loads of people to help you and all. Like you all do it as a team.
Brilliant.
I love that teamwork. I like that message.
I think the dream classroom when I was in school would have been a classroom with like sweets everywhere and crisps. Is that, were you able to put that into your plan? Tell them, yeah, crisps and sweets everywhere.
No.
Tell me one other thing that you've told them would be great in this classroom.
I like a quiet space in the classroom so they can, like, if they're like stressed and all, they can go into that quiet space and just take a minute and chill, or even read a book in there and just relax when they're really stressed or anything.
Very good. That's very practical. You see, they're very practical things, aren't they?
Yeah, it's very clever as well.
It's very clever. And you know what's wonderful about this is that I just think it's great because you're trying to educate parents and you're trying to educate teachers and you're trying to help other kids to know how to help a child with DLD, and you're trying to help other kids with DLD. It's just, there's so many people you're trying to help. It must feel good, does it?
Yeah, it does feel good sometimes. Yeah, it really does.
So, Robert, do you know what? Buddy, did you have something else you wanted to ask?
Well, Robert, we're going to be honest. We probably should tell you this isn't just an ordinary interview to learn about DLD.
No!
We've heard loads of the great things you've been doing, and there are loads of people that are so proud of you and all the awareness work you've been doing for DLD this year. So, Robert, we've got an extra special surprise for you. You are our very first, the kids are all right, super kid!
Are you a bit surprised?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, the surprise is about to get even bigger. Tell him.
Robert, your mum actually knows about this surprise and she's right beside you there, I think. So, do you know what? You can tell her. She can bring you downstairs now.
Hey, Robert. We here have heard that you're a huge Avengers and Marvel movies fan, just like me and Buddy.
Yeah.
And that just like us, you were looking forward to Dublin Comic Con. And then the coronavirus hit and you were so disappointed about missing it.
Oh my God.
So, we thought it would be a cool idea to create a mini Robert Comic Con in your dining room. So together with your mom and dad, we've set up a mini Comic Con convention complete with vinyl pop bobbleheads, a Captain America shield, a Loki scepter, loads of different comic books, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and all the exciting things that make Comic Con so special for so many people.
Hey! Thank you so much.
What do you think, Robert?
It is really cool.
Did we catch you out?
Yes, you did.
Robert, you know, you can actually hand the phone over to your mum now so you can enjoy your surprise. We want her to do a little job for us now.
Okay.
Brenda, how you doing?
Hi, Is, how are you?
Brenda, so you wanted to do something special for Robert, proud mum. Tell us about that.
If only you guys could see his facial expressions. He may not have sounded very excited. I don't know if he did or not, but his face, it's a thousand words.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. That was the plan. So why are you so proud of him this year in particular, Brenda?
Well, the year before last, I first got involved in DLG Tapes, and then the last year we got involved heavily. And Robert did a lot of work as well, I have to say. We were part of a voluntary group. Robert did his presentation in school, which is not an easy thing for a 12-year-old to do in front of all his classmates. And he's just been great. So he's spread the word far and wide about DLG. So we're just super, super proud of him for what he's doing. And it's not easy at times for Robert. It can be tough, it can be a bit stressful. He's there behind me with his head in his hands and all. He can't believe what's going on.
Super. Well, let's give him a few more surprises then, Brenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to help us to present these things to Robert.
Yeah, okay.
So, first up, we've got the Marvel Legends series, an iconic Ant-Man helmet given by Big Bang Comics, and it's a premium collectible product with all kinds of special effects and lights. Does he like it, Brenda?
He is delighted with it.
Oh, brilliant.
He's delighted. Hands keep going up to the face. He can't believe what's going on.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we also have another very special surprise. World-renowned Marvel comic book artist Declan Shalvey. He heard about Robert and he thought he is a real-life superhero. So he drew a one-of-a-kind picture for Robert of his favourite superhero, Captain America, and he signed it for him and everything. Are you guys jealous?
A little bit.
Yeah, he's delighted about it. Oh, it's amazing. I mean, that guy has actually worked with Marvel, so this is such a big deal in our house, without a doubt. He's running up and down the kitchen here.
Brilliant.
But time to slow down for one second.
Yeah, slow down.
We've got one final surprise. There is the Kids Are All Right t-shirt for Robert, so he can wear it with pride. He is our very first super kid on the show. Yay!
Brenda, do you think Robert might be able to have a few words with us there, or if he stops running?
You might get a few more words there. I'll pass you back to him. Thanks again, everybody.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda.
Bye.
Hello?
Are you speechless? Are you absolutely lost for words?
Yes, I am very lost for words.
Great. Well, that was the plan, Robert. I bet you didn't expect this end to the interview.
No, I didn't.
Well, Robert, there are some people who also wanted to tell you what they think of you. So take a little listen to this.
Hi, my name is Tomas, Robert's best friend. Robert has taught me about DLD. He did a presentation to our school and I really learned a lot from it. I am proud, Robert, for teaching me all about DLD. He is very brave and he deserves this award.
My name is Pat Mulker. I'm Robert's granddad and I am very, very proud of Robert and what he has achieved so far in his life. He is one super, super young man and hopefully he will continue to be the same throughout the rest of his life.
Hey, Robert, this is Roy, your big cousin. Listen, how to summarise you, buddy, in one word is actually really easy because there's only one word to describe you, and that is phenomenal. All the work you've done this year to raise awareness for DLD, you make everyone so happy and you just really are a phenomenal, phenomenal person. I love you loads and I'm so, so proud of you.
Hey, this is Sophie, Robert's big sister. Robert was my first little brother and he has it tough sometimes, but I'm super proud of him and what he's achieved for DLD.
Robert, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all of your time, your thoughts, your ideas that you bring to the meetings about the project. You are a fantastic co-researcher, so we are delighted to have you on board. And thank you so much, Robert, for all of your hard work.
Hi there, my name is Grace Duggan, and I was his class teacher in fourth class. And I was lucky enough to teach him again this year. And Robert is just a wonderful pupil. And this year he really was a role model to us all. He stood up in front of his whole class. It was so brave of him. He took on the thing that he finds difficult, explaining exactly what DLD meant for him. And I must say the best part of the whole day was not just the brilliant slideshow he had put together, but at the end, Robert volunteered to answer any questions anyone might have about DLD. And it encouraged everyone else to be open and honest about things that they might have been finding difficult. So myself and his class teacher, Mr. Lawler, really were so proud of him that day. So well done, Robert.
So, Robert, how does it feel to hear all those lovely messages?
It feels really good, and I'm really, really thankful, and I'm really just, I don't even know what to say. I'm just speechless right now.
And what do you think of your mini Robert Comic-Con?
I really love it. I was really, really excited, and my mom can even say it. Yeah. When my cousin Roy told me we were going to Comic-Con, I was so excited, but I was disappointed we couldn't go because of coronavirus, and I was really disappointed, so I wanted to see all the cool stuff that was really there. And the fact that Comic-Con is now in my house, I'm just losing it, and I'm so crazy.
Well, do you know what? Coronavirus messed up so many things for people, but it's great to have been able to give you a little special piece of Robert's Comic-Con today, because do you know what, Robert? You really deserve it, and we're delighted that you're our first super kid. So well done, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you've done for spreading awareness about DLD.
Yeah, you're such a cool kid, Robert. Thanks so much.
No problem, guys.
So listen, we're going to say goodbye and enjoy your day. And congratulations, Robert.
You too.
Okay, bye.
See you, Robert. Bye.
It's time to...
Rewind, we can't rethink time.
Yeah.
Here we go, yo.
Whoa, that Robert really is a brilliant kid, isn't he, buddy?
Yeah, he sure is. And you know what? I've learned so much more about DLD from the way he explained it so clearly.
Yeah, now I know that two kids in every classroom has DLD. That means the most of us know someone who has it. But maybe they don't even know they have it.
I now know that things like finding it hard to understand what people are saying or the meaning of conversations can all be signs of DLD. So like, taking things that are said literally and not being able to read between the lines.
Yeah, or not being able to get your thoughts together or find words to tell a story in the right order or what you did that day.
But I think it's great that if I find I have a school friend with DLD, that now I know not to rush them when it is difficult for them to find the words. I don't need to fill in the sentence for them. Just give them some extra time to gather their own thoughts, and then they can carry on what they have to say.
It's time to...
Rewind, we can't rethink time.
Yeah!
Here we go, yo!
I really enjoyed that today. Robert is a fantastic super kid.
Oh, yeah!
And if you know a kid that you think is a super kid, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, make sure to check out our website,
www.thekidsarealright.ie. We really hope you enjoyed this week's show and learned loads. If so, then tell all your friends.
Yes, indeed. And remember, guys, try to be healthy.
Be well.
And be happy.
See you next time on The Kids Are All Right.
It's time to...
Air guitar in the car.
Or wherever you are.